Torah tells us in Parshas Re'eh, Ki yevcha evyon mechal achecha v'chad sharecha v'artzecha asher v'lkecha doseiloch v'los ameis es levavcha v'los sikpos es yodcha v'yachicha evyon. And we know the Sifrei, we've discussed Bechav v'lo bachem evyon taiv taiv kodem. Right, whatever a person's need, whatever the need is kodem. And then we discussed this, achicha is achicha me'avicha, and then kacharecha yoshve yircha kodmim yoshve yiracharis. So, a couple of things that, so there is a tshuva from the Chasam Sofer about tshuva Reish Lamed Daled. So, and he has a tshuva here on page, starts on page 6. So he writes here on page 6 on the left side. He has a yisod that we said before that that people, Eretz Yisrael, is called him from other places. Then we had a machloikis, the Bach and the Pasa Shulchan, whether even does it even be Daniya Ircha. But now the Chasam Sofer is going to tell us something that we've never seen before. That if you live in Yerushalayim, you get Kedima. That's Tzedakah. Which is interesting. Because, you know, Bemezer Amasta, which Chasam Sefer Birke Yosef, Simeration and Aleph, Yechil Tzedakah L'Hachdim Osei Mitzvah Polei Tzedek Yosef Min Ashar, ונחתו גם כן שישיבה שירושלים חשיבה מישיבה ששערי מקום מסברת ישראל. And living in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Ali Erman, in one of his forum, he has a piece on this, the chashivas of living in Yerushalayim. So, yeshiva Yerushalayim is chashiva mi'yeshiva shari mekom mesberes Yisrael. Okay, mele yesh yoshve Yerushalayim kedima ma'al yoshve shari ari el Yisrael. So he says, it's a chashivas to live in Yerushalayim, so therefore they have kedima. And then he writes, Mashkos shaposhet be'enai, she yeshivas Yerushalayim yesh ba mitzvah yosem yeshiva shari ari Eretz Yisrael. He says that it's more chashivas to live in Yerushalayim. That's if you can afford it. So it's not so simple to live in Yerushalayim.
That's why it's kedima.
Right. Is that called Day Machsoro? You know, some people have to move out of Yerushalayim because it's too expensive. So, can a person taina, you know, you should give me money, you know, I should live in Yerushalayim because I'm used to living in Yerushalayim. Maybe it's Day Machsoro. I don't know. But he says, Sheposhet Be'ina, Sheshivas Yerushalayim, Yeshba Mitzvah Yosem, Yeshiva Shar, Ariya Eretz Yisrael, Nevezi, Sheshitas Matnisim, Shelik Subas, they're called Malim Yerushalayim. Zafir was one of the Lechol Apostle. One second. Zafir was one of the Lechol Apostle. Zafir was Mordechai, but those Ashri, the cost of Isha was one of the Lechol Lakuf HaIsh, because Moko, the Ish Yechol Lakuf, and Kei Shmamida, the Mitzvah Ika. And Kei HaYoshev Bar Oseg Bar Mitzvah Tvei, the Royal Akdimo Akol Panim. So he's fulfilling a bigger mitzvah that live in Yerushalayim. Chedim Shuvas Maimonis. Chomotav Mashem Esayim Aslisin Maimonis Mizmash Mishim Miklash Chayim. In other words, the Mishnah says you could tell your wife that we have to move to Yerushalayim, right? Mr. Ksubas. So the Gagos Maimri says that's only when the Beis HaMikdash kaim. Only then it was a mitzvah, the bigger mitzvah to live in Yerushalayim. But Chasam Sofer says, who said that? That was the Tshuvas Maimonides. So the Chasam Sofer says, Dover zeh eimo shachar. Tafil leh mishlayim eimo shumayil b'zmanah zeh mishay Eretz Yisrael. Vikol mocham Eretz Yisrael adiz v'chutz l'arz b'chol hazmanim. Kli sofek im kein ein taim amur yishalim b'zmanah zeh eina isha ma'ala v'chutz l'arz zeh Yisrael. Nagod v'chidayka b'chol ish nochez v'hemik v'chuvah. But he says that in other words, he says, certainly there's an Indian of living in Eretz Yisrael, even. I feel that even if you want to say Yerushalayim is no Ma'ala B'zman HaZeh, but Eretz Yisrael is definitely Odif Mechutz La'aretz, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. And that's how he ends the Tshuva here. But he thinks that what? The Mashiach. As much as and even as one as that. That's what he writes here on page 8. Me'olam Omar Dov Tzali Hamakom Yerushalayim, he says. He says, but he thinks, somebody else is saying, he thinks that the Mishnah of Kol HaMalim, as Israel, Kol Malim Yishalayim, even Bezman HaZeh, because it says, Kol Malim Yishalayim, Afil Minova HaYofa, the Nova HaRa. As much as we describe, like a Nova HaRa of Yishalayim. As even if you're living in a nice place in Tel Aviv, to a not such a nice place in Yerushalayim. So he says, so this person wanted to say that was much based on Mikdash Chayim, Lake Nova Ra, Yerushalayim. So it must be even Bizman HaZeh. Some people don't do well in the city. There's suburb people. So it's when it says that. Now, this person wanted to bring a raya that the Mishnah says Hakol Malim Yerushalayim is talking about Bizman HaZeh, because it says even to from another Yofa to another Ra, and he's saying when there was based on Mikdash Kayam, there was no Nava, there was no not nice place in Yerushalayim. So it must be talking about Bizman HaZeh. So he says no, it could mean that. Then the Navarom just means because it was crowded. Mishum Yeshivas Krachim Kosher. Masnitin Amin Lomar Adam Yolam Tzali Amakam Alim Yushalayim. Lomar Lomit Chachadam Yolam Belinas Yushalayim. Mashin Zavadai Hayatzar Vedochek. Shafilu Vesavikdash Atzmo Amdu Tzfufim Rachis Shtachavai Hayabeneis. So therefore, the Mishnah can be talking about Bizman HaZeh. And therefore, and what is a Nova Ra? Because it was cramped. So that's why it was Ra. So that, therefore, you have no proof that the Mishnah is even talking about Bizman HaZeh. Because maybe in the Hanami is talking about only Bizman HaBayis. Chidush HaGadol Sheli Amarti Shelo. Oh, somebody, just last night, Rabbi Yossi Ginsberg, he was close to my shir, the West Side, he said his grandfather wrote a sefer, I think he said, and in the sefer, he had a pshat, just on this chazal, that in the Beis HaMikdash, you know, omdim, tzfufim, shtachavim, revochim. So he asked Akasha, his grandfather, why wasn't the miracle also by Omdim Revachim? Why only Mishtachim Revachim? So he says, because when you go to shul, you should be in one place. You shouldn't be, you know, walking around here and there. So to me, it's Tzfufim when it's towards the davening. When you have the Mishtachim, okay, it could be Revachim because you need the space. He just told me that last night, so I figured I'd say it over. Then he says, "Kiddush Yagod Shul Yamarti Shul Rotsak and Shbrochu Lassas Nezer Gamba Midir Vachim Shul Odi Kupak Skar Agra Duch Kudvei Kal." So he has Takasha, he says, because you get more skar. So this way you lose skar if it's too comfortable. So first of all, the only truth in Hayyam B'nai Sleep is Chayyam L'Aboy M'chatzor Sbeis Hashem. Okay, my Rebus is not so, and this is not, yeah, well, this is a, So that's his home. But in the conclusion, he says at the end here, on page 13, Pasulikna the Koponim Mitzvah Lahaktim Shemana Yofre Yoshre Yushalayim. So at the end of the day he says you should give Yoshre Yushalayim to get them. And the reason Echamakos Redova the Talb of Varek Mashir had Dabba Zul called Varek Kinim and Mithiva Eden Svichim Arifas. So he says, but all this idea of Hakdama is only because it's only if the needs are equal. In other words, if you have two people, one, they both need lechem and mayim. So the needs are equal, so then Anshei Yerushalayim come first. But if the Anshei Yerushalayim have the lechem, they want to have revacha, then we're not going to give them revacha. Their revacha over the people in Tel Aviv who were starving. Because the din of Hakadima is only when there's equal needs. So, yeah. Oh, so there is a famous piece in the Panim Yofos that is, you know, a very interesting piece. On page 14. It says, Kiyemecha Evyon, page 14. Lashon HaPanim Yofos is the Haflah. Pinchas HaLevi Ish Horowitz. And he wrote a famous Sefer Chumash called the Panim Yofos. People should use it more often than they do. So he says like this. He says, Lashon HaTorah Shulchan Aruch, Aniyei Beiso Kodmim L'Aniyei Iro. Right, we saw yesterday in Shulchan Aruch, Aniyei Beiso takes precedence of Aniyei Iro. The Nira Danakka, we had to see, Kiyeh Becha Evyon. Tai Becha Miyuta. What does it mean, Kiyeh Becha Evyon? Aliyei Sh'amru Bekra, Efes Kiyeh Becha Evyon. That means the person himself. So he says, "Izav sifrei evyon ta'if ta'if kodem." There, the haino af shechiyav hatzdaka haino cholecha lufi kvodo fil sisler kovalot. In other words, there's different levels of tzedakah. There's one to give me basic needs. Then the other one is the harvacha. because I'm used to having a sus. So they machsoro. I feel sus lichavol. Mikol mokam misha chasul of v'ikar chiyusa who called him. Whereas, if one guy doesn't have bread on the table, and the other guy has bread, but he's just missing his sus, we're not going to give the guy his sus over the other guy who doesn't have bread. From Mokam Misha Chosel of Iker Chiyusu Kodim. Feel behind the sin, Botsa Hachi, the Krovim Kodim, Lacher, my name Ira Lear Harris, Hanik Shev Shovim. He says, like, Aniye Ircha, Aniye Ira Harris, right? So, that's what equal needs. But if Aniye Ira Harris, they don't have bread, Aniye Ircha has bread, but they just need the peanut butter, you know, the frills, then we're going to give Aniye Ira Harris comes first. It's only equal needs. But then he's going to say, a big chiddush now. This is going to ruffle some feathers. He's learning different than what we learned yesterday. Because b'nei beso, lomar the mizonos b'nei beso, see kodo eidu b'cha atayv tov kodem. Which is not how we translated it yesterday, but he says, meaning if it's your family, then Evyon Hatayv Mazoz Benetzel Vikvodo, Eidu Bechah Hatayv Tov Kodem. Bechah is a different thing. So he says a chiddush that when it comes to b'nei beso, they get precedent to other aniyim who have less. Because if b'nei beso, they have their lechem, but they want harvacha, and someone else doesn't even have the lechem, who has less needs, still b'nei beso comes first. Whereas he's saying like this, when do we say everything is equal, these things are all, when everything is equal, they have the same needs, so then this one comes over this one. But he says that doesn't apply to B'nai Beso. B'nai Beso, even if they have the needs, and the other people's needs are more important than the needs of B'nai Beso, B'nai Beso comes first. Wow. You know, that's a phrase that people say. You know, charity starts at home, that's a phrase people say. So what does that mean? So according to the part of Yafos, is very good. Because, in other words, the needs of your family, even if it's not the bare minimum, their needs are still going to come before the needs of other people, that their needs are greater. Wow.
Well, what
that
means, you have to be somebody.
There has to be a limit, yeah.
He needs
to go to Disneyland every Shady Mechamishi. Yeah.
How are we going to teach the children?
Right, exactly. In other words, this seems to be very problematic, this point of office, so maybe. So that's, he learns it out from Kiye Becha Evyon. Boksir Kiye Evyon Becha. When we came into Bechad Nachim B'nei Beso, so that's what he's Loshana Sifrei, is Kiye Bechad Evyon, Bechad V'lo Bachirim. So he says, when it's Bechad, that takes precedence, and then Evyon is Taif Kodep. But that's not talking about Becha. Because Becha is B'nai Beso. So the Taiv Kodem is a different thing. Mashama David, Tovi Ishkonim, Malva, Ichalka, Dorab, Mishra, Perishashim, Chalka, Chotzos, B'nai Beso, B'mida, Hanishro, Yufazi, Yosef, Dai.
He
cares all. Kozeh who pays that stuff. Well, kind of, yeah.
It's like he's qualifying the previous paragraph, right?
Right, then you have to, right, you have to live it with your children also. But now the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva where he quotes this point of Yofos. Page 5. This is Rebbe. He says, Omnum. See, first he quotes the Shach. 5. He says, Omnum re'isi l'mori hafla ala Torah. Yebucha evyon b'achat shachachan zorish sifrei evyon ha'kaif tav kodim v'shuv zorish ani ercha kodmin v'ani ercha kodmin v'acheres. In other words, if your people in your town, they have muzzle, but they don't have harvacha. The other people don't even have Muslims, so give the other people first. And that's only because neither of these are your B'nai Basim. But then you're always Kodim. Even if your need, your family's need is our Bacha need, and the other need is not. Because he said he's going to support the couple, the young marriage, for 6 years. So he's allowed to do that. He's saying, based on his Rebbe's psak, even though he's giving less tanim now. But he's supporting. Yeah, that's the tshuva was about. That he said he's going to support the couple for 6 years, so the son could learn. The question is, could he give from most ma'aseh? So he said, yeah, you can give from most ma'aseh. It's not a davar shebecholbo. And you're going to give your kids. So you can give your kids. Because your kids, even if it's going to be more than exactly the bare minimum, it's going to be okay. So this is the part of the office. So it's also a chiddush. Because the pashup shot is no. That klal that says that has to be equal levels is even, we got to be bnei beso. In other words, if my they have basic needs, they just want a little harvacha, and the other one doesn't have, you have to give it to the other one. So the haflah says, that's what everyone else except for your bnei bais. So then there's an aruch hashulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says on page 16 in the Mikvar B'yarnim Simen Reish Memchez the Zeshat Chosvu She'enu Chayev Litein Staka Archi Yelo Parnas also with Staka Tamidis Maiser HaChomish and the Chayev, in other words, it says the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch that you have to have your own parnasa before you give tzedakah. He says, third stock of Tamid is Meisr Chumash. Okay, if it's a stock of Shlisha Shal Shekels, then for sure you have to give. But he says, Eger is Dvarim Kashal, Yituva. If no more Dvarim Kipushutam, the Eil Kodmim Le'elu, Le'elu HaKavon HaShem Tzrichim Tinklau, but Reich HaShem. In other words, the question is, what's the pshat when there's Kadima? So that you give everything to the one who's Kodem, and what's going to be with everyone else? You see, say you have a rich person and he has a lot of relatives that are poor. So if he's going to give all the money to them, so then Aniyim who don't have rich relatives, Yamusa Barav. So how did that work? V'echer shalomar ken, l'chem nir l'ani has daiti, the bira adorim kachi, the v'adei kol balabayis or osher, nosit stafim chuv yitin chelik l'aniyim or chokim. In other words, he doesn't think it means all these deeds of kedima doesn't mean you give everything to the kodem. He says you give more, but you still should give to the others. So he says, the v'adei kol balabayis or osher, nosit stafim chuv yitin chelik l'aniyim or chokim. El akrovi yitin yosher l'she'ein akrovi. Chekul l'mimadrei gazur. And the same thing that your parnassus is kodem, so that doesn't mean therefore you don't give anything to everyone else. Because if that be the case, then no one will ever give any tzedakah. Because everyone still needs to use a little bit more. So the only people who can give tzedakah are the Ashirim Gedolim. So you're right. You're kodem to others, but that doesn't mean therefore you don't give anything. It means you give most of it for yourself, or most of it for your program. And he says the Ephesians, Marviach, Parasosik, Malabayas, so then you should give to others as well. And that's the stipler, but it's interesting, the stipler on page 18. Says Omerli Mori Rabbi, the Migra did the Tzarech Leitei Lekrogo Haniim Es Kol Hamaisi Oni Shalom. The Chain Es Kol Hamaisi Ksofim. The Torah Kodim. Interesting. That's not like the Rosh Hashulchan. He says no. The Kodim you give, so you give all your Maisi Ksofim to your Krogim. Imasos came the Kviyas. So he says that's the Migra did, but he says you shouldn't do that with Kviyas. But the Kofar Mshapam Yitei Metzel Krogim. And then in the end, he's saying more like the Aruch HaShulchan. But he's saying that's like more like a practical thing to do. But he's saying, Vigar did really, you could give it all. The Aruch HaShulchan is much more than it. No, Vigar did, you don't give it all. You don't give it all. To your Krovim. Because then people who don't have rich relatives, you know, will always lose out. Because the rich people will give it tzedakah, they have their Krovim to give tzedakah to. So if we say you give everything to the Krovim, you give nothing to the Adiyim, the other Adiyim, they'll, you know, Yamusa Barah. So it's not true for the Aruch HaShulchan that's the Iker Adin. Stipend is more much, but no, the Iker Adin really, in principle, you give it all. And then he quotes you in the Sefer L'Ha'ir of Hilchos Tzedaka, the Or Yikros, so page 19. He quotes on the Chavetz Chaim. Because Ani Yechel Zeshach B'Yochit, she wrote a Litei Tzedaka. So he can only give one, so this is what he should give. So the cover, he's also understanding that it means you give all the money. So he's saying, that's a Yochit, he can give all the money to his karmas. But the communal Tzedaka is interesting, saying that that you should let other people from other cities be started. I don't know if that's so simple. The easier way is just to say like the Aruch HaShulchan, that
Yeah.
Well, we have a situation where they have the beggar does not come up with after finish one essay. That's when they come up with in our show.
Yeah.
So one of the reasons was we have two pushkas where people would like to give tzedakah before. And as a result, people were giving putting money in the pushkas, they're not giving to the collector.
Because they already put it in the pushkas.
Right there, so you already had something in favor of somebody else.
Yeah.
There.
So do they give to these people from the pushkas?
No.
They don't.
The pushkas are two separate funds.
Yeah. So then these people lose out.
Yeah.
Then on page 23, we'll see this next week, Bez Hashem. The Alter Rebbe argues with the Hafla. On page 23, on the right bottom, with a Terem. Terem over the Lodun, to Adi Bukakim, Medivah Hafla. Hidi letzai shematzosi lo lebal aflo bar pluto uvigro sagraz. She goes over head here with pshita shegam gabi bnei beso. Yishon es hagbola des kez b'chida shorishin hayu shim l'shar v'ni olam chosho aleim etzem parnasasom v'chiyosom as lo yi tachin she yikro le bnei beso is kol tzokhe b'rema. Yeah. As the Alter Rebbe says, you can't say like the aflo. He says, if your family has basic needs, they just need revach, and other people don't have, you shouldn't give the revach to your b'nei beso. So he's happy that he found somebody on a high caliber who argued with this hafla, because he doesn't think that it's mustaber. And then he writes another idea. And he wants to say, he wants to make it sharp. He says, Yasip Shar B'chidish Hafla. The Hafla says what he says, but he wants to say, maybe we can make a Pshar. So he has a new idea, he says here. So let's say your B'nai Bais, they have the bare minimum, but they need a little Harvacha. And other people also have the bare minimum. And they also want harvacha. But their harvacha is more significant. Within harvachas, you know, what exactly, you know, there's different levels of harvacha. So he wants to say, we should rely on the hafla to say that the b'nei bias's harvacha, even though it's less significant, comes out before the other people's harvacha, which is more significant. Because in the harvacha level, they should be treated better. But if your b'nei bias has their basic needs, and someone else doesn't even have the basic needs, so the hafla seems to say, still give to the b'nei bias, and the other people can do whatever. So he said he didn't like that, and he found that the Alter Rebbe said not like the hafla. So he was happy. Bez Hashem, next packet, we'll start off with the Alter Rebbe. Right up. A week late for the... For your side of the... But he said, within Harvacha, he wants to say, make a Pshara. Let's say that the Harvacha of B'nai Beso, even though it's not so significant, that the other people's Harvacha is more important than their Harvacha's, then you can still give B'nai Beso first. Like, I don't know, B'nai Beso, I don't know, they need to, go on a trip because whatever. And the other harvacha is they, you know, they need a little bit more food on the table. They have base of tzar, but they don't have like, you know, barely getting enough food. But they can get, they can live, they can, you know. So that harvacha is more significant to what their harvacha is. So he thought maybe that can be a pshara within the, even though, you know. And the simple pshat is to say that there's no such thing, that the only time there's a din kadima is when the other person's cause is the same level as this person's cause, and then there's a kadima. Who goes first? That's the pshat. All these other things is to say that, you know, I have a friend who just came back. He visited the kever of the Kassim Sofer and Kassim Sofer. He showed me all the pictures of the. Okay, so now today we continue the Kedimah stuff. So we saw the Chiddush of the Chassam Sofer about Yerushalayim, that Yoshve Yerushalayim are more Kharshav. And then we had the part of Meiros' part of Yafos' Chiddush. And then we had the Aruch HaTzolchan, the idea that Hakdama doesn't mean to give all your money to the person on top of the list. You can give him more, but that doesn't mean that the guy, next guy will get nothing, he'll just get less. Even though the stipend thinks bigger than, so you should give him everything. But he says, well, practically we won't. But Roh HaShulchan is very nostalgic. Because he even starts, Roh HaShulchan says, if the people, either Krovim are come first, so then if I have a rich relative, so he's going to give all his Krovim, and we'll all get anything, and get nothing. So the Rosh Hashanah, I think, is a very plausible approach. And the cycle at the end says to do like that, even though he didn't think that was necessarily the bigger idea. So a person has to use seichel, like anything else in life.
Is it not in the daily life, something you can do with the first you give everything to the parents, then give everything to
the parents? Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. This is not only if you have leftovers, but if it still needs, but right. Yeah, but anyway, the Tanna de Eliyahu anyway seemingly says that the brothers are before the Bnei Beiso, so we said that we don't necessarily pass them like that Tanna de Eliyahu. So okay, very good. Okay, those are all the statements published. We'll have Kodesh at 12.